It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I just picked up the Neighborhood Gazette, and look at the front page. It says, Mr. McFeely rides the waves, and it has pictures of Mr. McFeely in a seaplane. I'm surprised to see that. I didn't know about that. Wonder who that is at the door. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely himself.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Have you seen the Gazette?
I certainly have,
McFeely. Oh, you have one already. Well, I didn't know they were going to put my picture in it.
Right on the front page.
Right on the front page. Mr. McFeely rides the waves.
Did you like that seaplane ride?
I certainly did. In fact, I have a film here of it to show you. Would you like to see it?
Really would. Let's look at it together, all right? Can you stay while we watch?
I sure can.
Tell us about it, will you?
All righty.
Let's look at the film of Mr. McFeely riding the seaplane. There you go.
The pilot will help me into the seaplane.
It's like a boat.
Yeah, they use water to land on instead of runways.
I see.
Here I am getting in. He told me to fasten your safety belt, Mr. McFeely, and there I am fastening the safety belt.
Oh, you have them in that kind of plane, too.
Right. All ready to go. He explained a little bit about the plane to me.
And then they push it out in the water, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Were you scared?
Well, a little bit, but I wanted to go more than I was scared, so I just went.
Good for you. And you take right off from the water.
From the water. You'll see us take off a few seconds here. There we go. Up in the air.
Oh, my. But that was a beautiful ride.
It certainly was. It was a short ride. There's a view of a city down there. Miniature cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we come back. It was a short ride that day, but it was fun. Now we'll land on the water and we'll see how we stop. When he wants to stop, he'll just turn the motors off like that and we come to a stop.
Hmm. Those people were waiting for you, were they?
They were helping us that day. The propeller slowed down and they tied it up to the dock, pulled us in, and out
there
came Mr. McFeely.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, you certainly do many different things in your life and work.
I certainly do. And you know, we've started doing our old hobby, Betsy and I. We make model gliders out of wood.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them.
You would? Well, I have this one delivery to make today, and come on over, all righty?
All right.
Well, here's your paper. There you
go. Thank you.
Mr. McFeely rides the waves.
That's right.
We'll see you a little later. I'll make this one delivery, and then we'll...
Glad you had that good trip, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, good day. See you later.
Bye-bye. Mr. McFeely. He does do a lot of interesting things in his life and work, doesn't he? There's a trolley. We do interesting things too, you and I. Could just have a little make-believe now. X the Owl could have a newspaper.
Yeah.
A newspaper which tells about Reardon and his new job for the king. And Mr. McFeely could come by and be interested in the newspaper. All right? Let's have that make-believe right now. Neighborhood of Make-Believe, Trolley. Extra, extra, read all about it. Reardon becomes Royal Chamberlain. Get the facts, everybody.
Speedy delivery, good day to you, X, good day to you.
Mr. McFeely.
Yes, sir, I'd like to read all about Reardon.
Well, here you are, just take one, Mr. McFeely.
Let me see here, oops, here's, hold the other one there, X. Let me see, Reardon, Royal Chamberlain.
That's the news.
Mm-hmm. Well, X, I just don't understand what Reardon will do here. I hope he'll feel needed.
Well, I hope so, too.
Well, I'll read about it all in here. Speedy delivery, good day to you, good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
Meow, meow, X, meow, you read me a paper?
Sure, Hen, I wrote it.
Meow, happy, meow, Reardon staying here, meow.
Me, too. I never liked it when he had to go home right after each opera.
Meow always comes back, though, meow.
Well, that's right.
Meow, see ya, X.
Okay, see you, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's right. Extra, Reardon opts for opera post. Read all about Reardon, everybody.
Hi, X.
Oh, hi, Lady Eberlina. Want to read all about it?
Yeah. King Friday appointed opera virtuoso John Reardon. I know all this. Oh, Reardon's job. This is what I wanted to know about. Is Royal Chamberlain of... Yes, as of yet... His duties are not very clear, and nobody seems to have any work for Reardon to do. Anyway, all the neighbors are happy as can be that Reardon has decided to live with us, whatever it is he will be doing.
That's it.
X, you don't know any more than I do about Reardon's work. We'll never get him to stay if we don't figure out something specific for him to do.
Well, I'm doing my best to drum up business, Lady Eberlin.
Oh, here he is.
Well, he doesn't look too happy.
Oh, hi, Reardon.
How's it going, Chamberlain Reardon?
Oh, hi, Lady Eberlin. X?
What's that plant you've got there on your throne?
Oh, Harriet Cow brought that to me. She knows how much I love plants.
Do you have plants at your other home?
Oh, yes, lots of them. And I've been thinking about them.
Mm-hmm. Or do you have someone... who takes care of the plants while you're away?
Oh, yes, of course, but I want to see them growing myself, you know, to see if they have new leaves and flowers.
Gosh, if I went away for a while, I'd certainly want to see my tree.
Yeah, you'd certainly want to see your friends, too. Yeah.
Mm, me, too. My plants, my friends, my work. I need all of them, and they need me.
Of course they do.
And so... even though I love being here, I think I'd better go home.
Oh, we understand, don't we, Lady Eberlin?
We're trying to.
I mean, I remember how I felt at my cousin Mary Owl's birthday party that time.
Well, what happened?
Well, I love my cousin, and I'm quite fond of parties, too.
Yes, I know you are.
And I had a grand time, but then I got tired, and I wanted to go home.
Mm-hmm. But not because you didn't like your cousin.
Oh, of course not. I love her. It was just time for me to go home.
Well, then you do understand. And that's the way I feel after every opera's over.
I only hope that Uncle Friday understands as well as you do, X.
Oh, I hope so too, Lady Eberlin. You know, I think I'm going to make an appointment to see him right now to talk this over with him.
I'd like to come too.
Sure.
Well, good luck to both of you.
Well, we'll let you know how it turns out. See you, X.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, X.
Bye.
I think it's important to talk to the king about this. Hello, Miss Polificate. Yes, it's Reardon. Yeah, Lady Eberlin and I would like to see King Friday immediately, if possible, please. It's very important. Oh, in 1.5? Yes, we'll be right there. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, he'll see us in 1.5.
In 1.5.
Let's go, Lady Eberlin.
Aberlin and Reardon, I presume?
Correct. Correct as usual, Uncle King Friday. Friday.
And how are you liking our neighborhood, Reardon?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, sire. It's, almost like home.
Splendid. Then you will stay.
No, sire, I won't stay. It's almost like home, but it's not home.
What nonsense, Reardon.
Oh, Uncle Freddy, please try to understand. Try, please.
Very well. I'm listening, Reardon.
Well, you see, sire, I'm not really needed here.
What do you mean, needed? I like having you here.
I'd like to ask you something.
You may proceed.
You were recently in Westwood.
Yes, I was there with Queen's Harrow.
Uh-huh. And the people there, they liked having you there, didn't they?
Of course they did. How could they help it?
But you came home. Your people needed you.
Oh, we certainly did.
Yes, that's true. The people in Westwood didn't need me at all, really. I mean, they have Mayor Maggie and everything.
Yes, well, then, can't you understand why I want to go home? I want to be needed, too.
But how can I make you come back if I can't make you stay? I have to be sure you'll come back.
I always come back, but not because you make me come back.
Then why do you come back?
Because I like to.
You what?
Well, I like to come here to help people make up operas and just to visit with all of you.
I guess I just feel safer when I can make people do what I want.
Well, maybe someday you'll realize that you don't have to.
Very well, Reardon. Your mind is made up. You're a great friend and a superb opera singer.
Well, thank you, sire. And I hope you realize how much it means to me to come here. But I think maybe I'd better go pack my bag now.
Before you go, perhaps you and my niece would sing that beautiful swan song from the new opera.
Well, of course we would.
Oh, good.
Vasi kati tan kalanda munda Nanda tan kamunda Vasunda grata di vunda funda mun grata da tanda landa
tanda landa
grata di ti
Excellent. Most excellent, friends.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Friday.
Oh, it feels wonderful just to be singing again.
Of course it does. I can see how much it pleases you.
Oh, yes, Uncle Friday.
Indeed. Niece Eberlin, help Reardon get ready, please. He's got to get on with his singing.
Certainly, sire. I will.
Bye, King.
Farewell. Farewell, my friends.
Bye, Trolley.
Trolley, halt. Reardon has to go, Trolley, but we have to be sure other people stay. Yes.
It's hard sometimes to decide if you want to go or stay, isn't it? Well, let's pretend some more about that tomorrow. But now, let's go to the McFeelys and see about those wooden gliders that they make. It's nice to know that Mrs. McFeely and Mr. McFeely have that hobby together. Come along, down the street to the McFeelys. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. I'm mad.
What about?
This plane here.
Oh, that's made out of balsa wood, isn't it?
I've been working on it most of today, so far.
Yes?
And it will not glide. And gliding is what it's supposed to do. It's a glider. Ever since David took that trip in that plane the other day,
mm-hmm.
we took up an old hobby, which is making model planes. And I like to make gliders. But watch this so-called glide. You know, how smooth it's supposed to be.
And then land very gently.
Watch this landing gently.
All right. Oh, it flips the whole way over.
Upside down. Is this landing gently?
Did you do anything about that?
It's been a long time since I made a glider, and I simply cannot figure out how to... I love to see these planes glide.
Do you have to recarve it or something?
Well, I don't know. Do you know, I think I'm going to go ask David. He's in the kitchen. He has good ideas about planes.
I'm sure he does.
David!
Yes, Betsy?
Please, could you come out and help me with this plane?
All right, I'll be right out.
Oh.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers is here. Could you bring that old plane that we have that we found the other night?
Okay, I have it right here. Speedy delivery, be right out.
Okay, thanks. It's so nice to have someone to ask for help.
Absolutely. And not mind asking.
Mm-mm. It's a pretty thing, I think this plane is.
It's a beautiful design.
But the movement isn't pretty yet.
Speedy delivery. Here you go. There's the old plane you're talking about.
You mean you two made this?
Oh, years ago. A long time ago we made that one.
Our children helped us.
That's a beautiful model.
It has paper and it has... I don't know if you can see, but you can see the lines. That's all a wood structure underneath there.
It's like our ribs, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the skin over it, only this is paper, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's a rubber band
inside.
It winds up. Just wind up a little bit there.
Is it going to take off?
It won't take off.
Just hold on to it, though.
Just hold on.
All right.
There it goes. Just a...
When you're in a big field and you give it a good push...
But that's so nicely made.
Takes an awfully long time. But in those days... You did it just right, and I know I can still do it.
Well?
David?
Yes?
It won't fly.
It won't fly. Well, let me see. Let's try some of the clay on the front part of it here. Okay,
just... Want a piece like this?
Yeah, I think maybe that'll help.
Sometimes it's the weight on the plane that makes it fly.
You mean you need a heavier nose?
Yeah, so there's more weight in the front.
There
you see? You think that'll do it?
Well, let's try it. You want to be the first one, dear?
No, go ahead.
Okay, well...
Keep my fingers
right
crossed.
Right out here. I'll just give it a small little... flight here. Speedy delivery. Oh, it works.
The glider glides.
And nicely done.
Can we do that again?
Okay, let's try it on a different, I'll go back here and see if I can fly it over to you, all right?
Well, let me see if I can fly it over to you
first. Okay, you try. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to try to get it over the fence.
Here we go. Whoops, right over.
Nice.
Here, I'll go get it.
What a difference that little bit on the nose made.
When we help each other with building something, you never know.
Are you all set out there?
He's going to guide it to us now.
Oh.
You all set? Here it comes.
All right.
I hope. There it is.
Oh, it landed right there. I think the clay came off.
Oh, well, we can put the clay right back on again. Would you like to try it just once?
Yes.
The runway wasn't quite long enough, I guess.
Oh, the glider is gliding.
It's a lot of fun.
Which way should I aim it?
Well,
let's see. That way,
probably. Aim it slowly down into the grass like that.
Okay.
Think that would maybe work?
Well.
Mr. Rogers, try it more from the front. Yeah.
There we go.
Right to the side of the house.
But it's all right.
So with the clay off, it doesn't fly as well.
Let me just,
clay off.
That's right.
Let me just put it right down here.
Okay.
So we can remember how to make another one. I have a few pieces cut out. Could you have any interest?
Yes,
in one of these gliders?
Surely would.
Shall I work on the rudder, dear?
Well, why don't you do that? Here you go.
Okay, I have a knife here.
I want to tell you one thing. Grown-ups sometimes use a tool like this. And what it is...
Oh, it looks like a razor.
It's a very sharp knife. And children do not use these.
No.
But they do help with gluing.
Children could help with the gluing of the plane. Okay.
And what you do is you have a board. You don't want to cut on a table because it could hurt the table. And this balsa wood is very soft, so you can cut it with a knife like this. David, could you make
So it is a special
rudder,
wood.
Okay, I'll work on the rudder.
see how flexible that wood is?
Now, I want to make two wings out of these two pieces of very thin wood.
Yes?
Two wings, and they have to be identical. That means they have to be the exact same shape. So I'm going to make one and then trace the other one from that. It's got a little bit of a rounding at the front and a lot of rounding at the back. And I just break the wood off. See how light it is?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you brought home our first balsa wood, David? Very exciting day.
Our first airplane a long time ago.
See, now there's a sort of a wing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I place it over the other piece of wood. And cut again. One.
And the other.
Two. I have to just shave this off a little bit. There are the two wings.
Do you have to do anything to this part?
No, that part goes right on the fuselage, or the body, which is right here. That's a thick piece of balsa wood. So, I'm going to stick it in this clay so it'll stay nice and steady.
Oh, I see. They fit on
that. And the wings are going to go right on there. And the pieces David has been making are going to go right on the tail.
I see.
Could you put some glue right about here on our fuselage?
Sure.
The body of this airplane to be.
Right here?
A little forward towards the nose. That's funny about a plane. Say a nose and a tail.
Sure.
Front and back.
Pretty good.
Glue.
That should do it.
And then I'm going to put these. There they are. Could you? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I put that one wrong. Okay. Now, see those pins there?
These?
Mm-hmm. Would you put one right in the back here? Stick it in very carefully. That's good. And then another one over here. Each wing gets two pins. That's the way we do it. I'm sure everybody has a different way. And then another one right up here. One on each side. And those pins hold those wings in place while it dries.
Mm-hmm.
And our children used to get so impatient because it took a long time for them to dry. Sometimes they like the kind you get in the store even better.
You mean the little kits?
Mm-hmm. They're a lot faster. I'll say that much for them. And now,
okay.
David.
Okay,
need a little more glue back here, Mr. Rogers.
Is this enough, Mr. McFeely?
It seems to be a little more right up to about here, because you see, here's the piece that'll fit on.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is the...
There it goes. That's the stabilizer.
Stabilizer, and we need more glue right on top of the stabilizer.
Oh, there's plenty of gluing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this piece we're putting on is called the rudder.
Mm-hmm.
And that should stay up.
There it goes. Maybe one more pin, Mr. Rogers. It'll be ready. Oh, there, it's staying without a pin, I think.
Good.
Now, see, I just propped the wings up a little more, and if we leave it right there, I think it'll be a pretty good plane after it dries.
Uh-huh.
Can we give you one of our other ones? Maybe to take with you?
Our McFeely special gliders.
The new nose cone and all?
Yes, I'd like to have that one.
Okie doke.
Try it over at my place. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Happy flying.
Okay, speedy delivery.
Thanks for coming along when we were in trouble
you
here.
You bet. See you later. Bye-bye.
Well, dear, let's see the next step on this one, I believe.
I think I'll just try flying this here. Try flying them outside, but not inside. Keep it in my hand here. The McFeely Special Glider. It's fun to fly, and it's fun to come back again. going away and coming back are things you can talk to your favorite grown-up people about. I know people who ride on real gliders in the air. They don't have any motors in them. And evidently it's beautifully quiet. Could be thinking about beautiful music as you glide along. Once upon each lovely day, you can hear your song. Once upon each lovely day, your song comes along. There in the air, there's a little tune just wandering, looking around for you. Can't you hear it? It's there in the air, staying good as new and wandering. When you'll come near it, once upon each lovely day, listen for your song. Once upon each lovely day, pass your song along. We can pass the good feeling song along when we want to. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have more things to talk about. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.